kind of work is this that you're able to get in that you don't normally get during a training camp?
You know, I feel like we've been able to, you know, get the same kind of work in the sense that we would get back home. It's just, you know, we just get to do it against different guys, you know. Now we're not actually going against our own guys, so.
But this is, when you didn't play on Thursday, you generally don't play a whole lot in the exhibition season. So when you get out here and you're able to go ones versus ones in different situations, is that a big benefit to you guys?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, like I say, you know, we get good work back home as well. But at the same time, you know, when you get a chance to go against another team's offense, you know, whether it's preseason or, you know, like we've been doing practicing against the Ravens, you know, I think it's always a good thing.
What do they do well that you're getting good practice against?
You know, they the offensive coordinator is from Houston, and I always thought Houston had some of the best play action in the game. You know, they run the ball really well, you know, especially with Ray Rice. And then, you know, you take that kind of play action that they do, and then you have receivers like Steve Smith and Torrey Smith and Jacoby Jones. You know, you can get guys biting. I mean, those guys can stretch the field. So, and then they also, you know, their tight ends are very involved in offense. They have a lot of tight end screens. And, I mean, they have their offense. It's not very complicated, but it's really, you know, put together right, so.
What's your impression of Joe Flacco now that you're practicing against him?
Yeah, I mean, as it's always been, the guy, he's a $100 million guy, you know. So, but, I mean, the guy has a strong arm. I mean, he can know how to release the ball, very accurate. I mean, he's the leader of this team, the leader of their team.
You compete against Steve Smith for a lot of years in the NFC. How do you think he's kept his edge after so many years in the NFL?
Man, he's the fight, you know, as it is. I mean, I always feel like any man that has fight in him, that has that dog in him, has opportunity to be able to, you know, play for a bunch of years. And, you know, granted, he's not with the same team that he's done it with for a lot of years, but, I mean, just watching him out here in practice, I mean, guy still can move just as fast as a young guy, still as quick as, you know, I've seen. Over the years, I mean, I think he's really going to add some goodness to their offense.
I think that it looks like there's competition with Borland and Will Hoyt to kind of figure out who's going to be playing next to you. How do you think that you work with those two guys?
Yeah, you know, me and Mike, we've practiced together. We haven't played in the game yet together, but we've practice together these last two seasons, I have complete confidence in him. And Chris, you know, is coming along each and every day, still learning the defense. I mean, knows it, understands it, but just understanding, like, you know, different concepts, understanding, you know, whether it's, you know, certain alignments. But he's a little a little pit bull, man. I love watching him play. He reminds me a lot of Navarro. I mean, just, they're real low and compact, and it seems like they never break stride. You know, they just moving, and they always get into the ball. So,
Vic had mentioned that if, you know, Borland's better suited for the Mike, Michael for the Jack, which means that, you know, if it's Michael, you'll be the Jack. If it's Borland, you'd be the Jack. Or
yeah.
No, Mike. Well, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you have a preference as far as which position you play and what better suits you at the stage?
You know, man, I've always just been a team player. So, you know, whatever's going to be best for the defense, whatever Coach Vic them decides, you know, I'm going to play my very best at either or. So, right now I'm preparing to play the mic. But, you know, if it happens to be, I have to go back to Jack, I mean, that's where I've played these last 3 years, So, you know, I can, you know, hold it down there. But a lot of people forget that, you know, my first 4 years in the league, you know, I played similar to that, to the Mike, you know, in our nickel defenses and dime packages. So I understand it, but like I said, I'm here to do whatever is best for the defense.
I know you and Ray Lewis are pretty tight. How much do you miss him not being out here?
There he is. That's $100 million.
I know you're tight with Ray Lewis. How much do you miss him not being out here?
You know, I mean, it would have been fun. You know, it'd been fun to be able to be here with him for, you know, 3 days and just, you know, I know we're not practicing against each other, but you know, I'm pretty sure I'd be peeking over there, seeing what's going on at times when I could. But I mean, he's a guy that will forever have my respect, you know, because of what he's done for the linebacker position, for the way he played it for so many years. And I told people all the time, you know, when people would compare me to him, you know, I would say, you know, I'm grateful, you know, but I still have a long ways to go. And that guy has done it consistently for a bunch of years. And I just pray that someday when I'm done, you know, I can leave a legacy of my own, of like the one that he's left here. So, you know, still got to win some Super Bowls and get some defensive players of the year. But, you know, I'm still working at it. And that's what makes it fun.
Like you said, you're not practicing against him, but any impressions of C.J. Mosley, the new kind of young linebacker here in Baltimore?
Oh, you know what? I actually haven't had an opportunity to see him. So,
back home, did you guys practice this live by hitting as much as you did out here?
No. Today, I think, we've had a few live periods, I guess, like goal line periods or whatnot, but the practice is pretty much kind of mirror images of each other. So
you had a big hit on somebody today and ran off the field.
Just a little small one. It's actually my own guy ran into or whatnot. I was actually coming back to field, and we call that friendly fire, and sometimes that's the worst. You know, you're not really expecting, you know, your own guy to like run into you, and it wasn't his fault. He wasn't trying to. We just playing football, which happens sometimes, but. So when I always feel like when you do stuff like that, it's like walking into a glass door sometimes, you're not paying attention, or just walking into anything that you're not really expecting to walk into. It kind of hurts a little bit more than something that you actually, like, you know, plan on hitting. So
you didn't get back on the field, did you?
No, I was good. We've been rotating anyway pretty good, so it was just one of the days where I kind of just let the youngsters go at it. So.
That's a tough question here, but you know, you coming in here, the Ravens beat you guys in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Is it tough to walk into this facility and see, you know, the banners of the, you know, Super Bowl champs 47? Is it tough on you guys?
You know, I'd be lying if I said I haven't thought about it a couple of times. I mean, I can be sitting at home and they start NFL Network and start showing clips or something, and then you'll see that game, or we'll be watching film, and you know, Coach Vick could have some plays from that game up there, and I was just looking at Navarro, or I'm by myself, and I was just thinking, like, wow, that was us. Like, we were in that game. And I told Navarro one time, I said, man, we got to get back. We get back, we bring it home. So, you know, that's the hunger. You know, that's what you fight for, you know, every year. So that's what we're going back after again this year, one game at a time.
Last one.
From a player's perspective, what is – if there is a big deal about playing in Levi's Stadium, what is it? I guess what's the best thing? Just as players, are you guys like, hey, we get to play in a new stadium, this is a big deal? Or is it more of a big deal for the fans and the community?
Probably for the fans. You know, I never had the opportunity to go out, you know, go in the what's name of I never had the opportunity to go in the stadium of Candlestick, but I heard, you know, it was kind of old a little bit. So I'm sure the fans are going to love the new place coming, because it's amazing. But for us, you know, we got to win a football game, whether it's at Candlestick or whether it's in the backyard or in the new stadium. We're just trying to win the games.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.